Welcome along to this Community Elements show on this Friday, and with me is Brian Cran with another edition of Brian's Good News. How are you today, Brian?
I am very well, actually.
Yeah, you're looking fairly perky from where I'm sitting.
Oh, that's good, and I hope I sound perky as well.
Oh, yes, yes, well, one coffee and he's anyone's, well, not quite.
Oh, no, be careful. But it was a nice coffee, thank you very much.
Anyway, time for Brian's Good News. So I know that you've got a story from New Life, and you've also got several stories from the Evening Express.
Exactly.
Right, yes. On with it.
A young man who has made a miracle recovery from cancer has thanked Aberdeen Football Club for its support. Jordan Law, 22, was diagnosed with lymphoma aged just 20. He underwent chemotherapy in an attempt to eradicate the disease. Unfortunately, the treatment lowered Jordan's immune system and he contracted myocarditis, an inflammation of the walls of the heart, due to a viral infection. Gordon spent both his 21st and 22nd birthdays in hospital as a result. At one point, doctors told the family to say goodbye to him. Jordan's uncle, Ed Law, reached out to Aberdeen Football Club. Team captain Ryan Jack visited Jordan of Bridgerton in hospital. Jordan has since made an incredible recovery, described as a miracle by his doctors, and enjoyed a match in a VIP box at Pittodrie to celebrate. Jordan, who lives at home with his mum, Anne-Marie McWilliam, is now back at work as an engineer's assistant. He said, "Thank you so much to the whole team. I was absolutely astounded by the support I got when I was ill." Ed said, "Jordan held a season ticket for Aberdeen Football Club before he got ill. Within an hour of emailing the club, I'd had a response." Ed said Jordan was like a little kid when he found out. He added, "It was a dream come true for him." An Aberdeen Football Club spokesman said, "We were delighted to go and visit Jordan, and he has an open invitation to come back any time for a tour of the stadium. Hopefully, we'll see him again soon." A mountain rescue team is to be armed with new, extreme, all-weather satellite phones to help them in missions. The brave men and women of our mountain rescue teams are willing to take to the hills in any conditions to help those in need. It is great news, then. The Braemar Mountain Rescue will be helped in their missions by state-of-the-art satellite phones donated by Westhill company Rignet. The kit will, quite simply, help save lives. This gift is also a reminder of the risks and hazards which can be faced when venturing into the mountains. These wild places are beautiful and should be enjoyed, but should also be treated with respect. People need to be properly equipped and aware of the conditions. Let's all do these resources another favour by staying safe, so they don't need to be called out. Pharmacists in the Northeast took centre stage at an awards bash. It came as part of the Scottish Pharmacist Awards, the profession's leading award ceremony, which recognises the contribution of Scotland's pharmacy champions. Dickie's Pharmacy in the city's Torrey area picked up their award for management of long-term conditions. Rowlands and Ellen was awarded the Community Pharmacy Team of the Year award. A busy church has thanked organisers of a gruelling obstacle race for a timely donation. Ellen Parish Church was given much-needed funds by the Setco Ithan Challenge. It is a real achievement for runners to complete the gruelling Ithan Challenge, but the race is about much more than the exertion, the sweat, and the medal at the end. It is also about doing great things in the community. Thanks to the cash, the event raises for good causes. A perfect example is the £1,500 to help the Kirk Centre in Ellen with vital maintenance. It is not just the runners crossing the finish line who are the winners in the Eithin Challenge. A new £4.3 million day centre for people with severe disabilities will be named after a councillor who championed the project. The facility in Maastricht, which replaces the former Rosehill Day Centre, will be named the Len Ironside Centre after unanimous backing from councillors. The amenity will include a wide variety of activities for its users, including a sensory garden, specially adapted kitchen, and coloured light projectors. Council leader Jenny Lang said Councillor Ironside, who is stepping down in May after 35 years, has been a tireless campaigner for the disabled. She added, "He fought to ensure the voices of the disabled have been heard. He was extremely proud to be there opening that centre and proud that it would be available for future generations." Colourful jackets are being knitted for black Northeast dogs who are overlooked for adoption due to the colour of their coats. The Scottish SPCA said so-called black dog syndrome makes it harder to rehome dark-coloured dogs, which are seen as less appealing than lighter-coloured canines. It is thought black dogs may be more difficult to rehome because they do not photograph well and may also appear more threatening because of their teeth standing out in photos. However, an army of knitters from the Scottish Women's Institute, SWI, is now creating colourful woollen jackets for dark dogs to transform their look. SWI National Chairman Christine Hutton said, "We are encouraging our members to pick up their knitting needles and help a homeless hound." Some of the Scotland's top craftswomen are making multicoloured dog coats in aid of homeless pets desperately seeking loving new homes to boost their appeal and help them become more quirky. Aberdeen is Britain's safest city, according to a new report from a leading credit agency. The figures, which were gathered by Provident from a survey of UK residents, saw the Granite City emerge as number one. The accolade followed Aberdeen recently receiving the Purple Flag Award for a fourth year in a row, which recognised it as having a safe city centre and nightlife. The report declared, "Aberdeen is as welcoming, friendly and safe as it has ever been, going by our data. Overall, it continues to be one of the best cities in the UK, according to its residents." The study discovered nearly 70% of residents thought there was a strong sense of community, and more than 76% added they got along with their neighbours so much they would happily look after their houses while they were on holiday. It's one of the nation's best-loved comfort foods, and an Aberdeen chipper served up a treat to a group of hospital patients when they gave them their fish suppers for free. Big-hearted staff at Mr. Chips stepped up to the plate when they heard the group of elderly patients wanted fish and chips. Staff from Ward 15 at Woodend Hospital wanted to give a group of patients a treat after they had their nutrition and hydration week. They approached the chipper to ask for 24 meals which were to be provided to the patients. And although hoping for a discount, they got more than they bargained for when the meals, which would have cost around £100, were provided at no cost. Owner of Mr. Chips, Craig Thompson, said he was delighted to be able to help when approached, and now he wants to carry out more charitable acts after deciding to help the patients out. He said, "A member of staff called up and said, 'We want to do something. Is there any chance we could get a discount. I just said, let's do this for nothing. And Modest Craig said he has been surprised by the reaction. He added, I did not think it was a big deal, just a nice thing to do, and it was the right thing to do. A Jewish pop star who dabbled in the occult fell in love with Jesus and became a Christian. Helen Shapiro was just 14 when Don't Treat Me Like a Child made it to number 3 in the charts. By early 1963, she was bigger than the Beatles, for a time. They accompanied her on a tour of the UK as her support act. She was the main attraction. Helen also made number 1 around this time with her classic upbeat number, Walking Back to Happiness, but says the lyrics were not fulfilled until August 26, 1987, over 20 years later, when she found Jesus. Her musical director gave her a book to read, Betrayed by Stan Telchin. It was about a respectable member of the Jewish community who was suddenly faced with their daughter announcing that she believed Jesus was the Messiah of Israel. He duly set out to prove her wrong and ended up becoming a believer himself. Helen said, Jesus rose up out of the pages to me and I fell in love with him. I was so taken with him. He looked at people's hearts and saw all the rubbish and yet still loved them. Even in his agony, he came out with gracious, comforting words. There were no lightning flashes, but somewhere inside I knew that I knew and that there was no turning back. The Creator and Sustainer of the universe came to live in my life. I didn't get religion. I got Jesus. And I love him. Now, can I add a scripture text today?
Sure, that would be most appropriate.
Oh, indeed. It's from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Brian, for that. And I'm just remembering all the times when I did play Walking Back to Happiness on hospital radio for various patients at Helen Shapiro. So, yes, I did do that. And I quite like that. It was a nice zinging.
It is good. I remember it too.
Yeah, the other news stories that particularly strike out to me are certainly the Fisher Chips of Mr. Chips, who the chip shop who provided the meals for the patients at Woodend, and also the story about the doggies, the dark coloured doggies and the knitted jackets. So that reminds me of Joseph and the Technicolor Dream Coat. But I have to say, I like I do like dogs. We have a dog ourselves, mm-hmm. but I do like dogs. And two of my colleagues have dogs, and one is a golden Labrador, and the other is a black Labrador. And the different personalities. Yes, they wag their tails a lot. One especially. And the one is the black Labrador, and he's just bouncing. I can see the teeth at the side of his face, but it's just a big, happy, bouncy sort of mm-hmm. face. And who's not to like a black Labrador? I mean, I had once been set upon by it was actually a Springer Spaniel, and they can be a bit sort of vicious. And Mum and Dad then got rid of that one, and we ended up having a Cavalier King Charles, and that was so, it was really lovely. But I do like Labradors. I think they're great. And mm-hmm. I suppose if I had a dog, I'd be quite happy with a black lab myself.
I've never had one.
You've never had one. I enjoy other people's dogs because then I don't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, if you come up with one or two news stories that particularly attract you.
Well, I'm not into politics.
No, well, neither am I.
No, a lot of people aren't, but I like the one about Len Ironside because he's been a councillor for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And he's not just there to make a name for himself. He's there to serve the public. I've had the experience of working with him, and he's a genuine, caring person.
I've got a great deal of respect for the gentleman because because I work for the council, I've been in contact with him on a number of occasions, just in my role as countryside ranger, and I have a great deal of respect for him. And yes, he is genuine, really. So I'm very pleased that he has at least had this honour and that he knows that his work has been appreciated.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I was pleased about the miracle recovery of service that the interest that Aberdeen Football Club took in him. That says a lot for him because there's so much pressure on players to play well and to train. Mm-hmm. So for Ryan Jack to actually take time to visit the hospital, I think says a lot for him.
It says a lot for the club as a whole.
It does.
And certainly says a lot for the person who is sort of bounced back, that they felt enough to come and see him, to spend time, to visit, and to do something special for him. So, you know, it's a two-way thing, I think.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned the chip shop.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I've been in hospital, and I know what it's like to get interest shown in you. You know, it does help. And so the way that they provided the fish and chips for the patients must really have lifted the patients.
Yeah.
You know, the joy of having something done for you when you're feeling, ooh, you know? It makes a very big difference in that. And you know, I think it even prolongs a life.
Well, I think,
and gives some joy.
It gives joy and it helps a person to feel loved and wanted. And when that happens,
right.
Yes, it adds purpose to
life.
That's
crucial.
Right, Brian, I think we better just stop. But thank you so much for this. Once again, another good Brian's Good News. Lots of news stories there worth commenting on. And we'll be back again next week and do it all again.
We'll look forward to that.
Okay, thank you.